Welcome to Maseches Ma'akatim, Paragimel, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 3, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah is discussing still the halachas of mourning on Chol HaMoed, the intermediary days of Yontif, says the Mishnah. E'menichen asamita, we do not place the dead person, berchoiv, in the street on Chol HaMoed, which was the norm in those days. Shaloi lahargal, as not to arouse as a hesped, people to eulogize, because on Chol HaMoed it's prohibited to eulogize. V'loi shal nashim, and we never place the stretcher with the dead person on it, if it's a woman's, la'olam, forever, even not on Chol HaMoed, even on a regular day, neha kavod, because of honor or respect. The Gemara says perhaps it's just talking about a woman who gave birth and died in childbirth. It's a good discussion of the Gemara, the reason for it. Nashim ba'moyet, says the Mishnah, women, when it comes to yantim ma'anos, they're allowed to respond. They used to have a chant, a morning chant. We'll see more about this in the next Mishnah. Avaloy metapchis, but they're not permitted to clap their hands together, or to beat their thighs. Rabbi Shmuel, says, Hasmucha is lamita, those that are in the immediate proximity of the dead person, metapcheis, that's permitted to do it even al Chol HaMoed. Let's see Mishnah Tes, Mishnah 9. Barashi chadashim on Rosh Chodesh, b'chanako b'purim, and chanaka and purim me'anois u'metapcheis, the women may do, you know, they may respond, and they may metapcheis, they may clap. Bazeh bezeh, but both on Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh and chanaka and purim, loy mekainenois, they are prohibited to be mekainen. We'll see in the Mishnah what a Mekainen is in a minute. Says the Mishnah, Nikbar Hames, after the dead person is already buried, Loi Ma'anois V'loi Metapchais, is prohibited to do anything, even if it's Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, and certainly on Chol HaMoed. Ezu Inay, what does it mean, responsive? Shekulon Oynes Ka'achas, all the women kind of wail and lament together. Kina, what's a Kina? She'achas Medaberes, one of the women says mournful, lamenting types of chants. V'kulon Oynes Achareha, and all of them respond after her. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and you will teach your daughters wailing, and a woman to her friend kina. So you see that a woman teaches the other women how to do the kina, how to respond. The Mishnah concludes, the Masechta concludes on a positive note. In the future, the Navi writes, "Bila hamaves lo netzach, Hashem will swallow up death forever." And Hashem will erase tears from every single face. May that happen quickly. May it happen soon. Mazel tov, I'm finishing Maseches Ma'akatim, and a huge special mazel tov to those of us that have been together for a while already, because this concludes an entire Seder of Mishnayos, Seder Ma'ad. In normal times, I probably would have made a live Siyum and could have gotten together and had a Seuda. I don't know if that's so possible in these Corona ages. But if you've been learning all the Mishnayos every single day and you finished Maseches Seder Ma'ayin, not just Ma'ayin Katan, you should definitely make a Siyum. You can make a Hadron. You can say the Kaddish. It's a special thing. What an amazing way to start off the day after Yom Kippur with a full Seder of Mishnayos behind us. Bezras Hashem, tomorrow night we'll begin, or tomorrow morning we'll begin another brand new Masechta, and Amritz Hashem, continue on our journey through Mishnayos. Each and every one of you should have a good Kvittel, an amazing upcoming year. Bezras Hashem.